it came to pass, men began to multiply on the face of the earth. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God said unto Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood.
Hello, Father. Why are you building us another house here in the forest?
This isn't a house, Ham, my son. This is an ark.
An ark?
Yes, a sort of floating house. A ship, really.
But, Father, why do we need a ship? We're miles from the sea.
Don't ask so many questions, Ham. God's told me to build an ark, and I must obey him.
Well, it seems crazy to me. Shem! Japheth! Come and see what Father's doing.
Good heavens. We wondered what you'd been up to the past few weeks, Father. Whatever is it?
It's an ark, Shem. God's told me that he'll send a great flood to destroy man, but that our family will be safe in the ark.
But it's huge, Father. Look at it. Three stories high, doors everywhere. It's much too big for our family.
But it isn't just for our family, Shem. We're to take two of every animal into the ark with us. We also need room for food, of course.
Do you really mean two of every animal, Father?
Yes, Japheth. Two of every living creature, a male and a female, so that when the flood subsides, they can give birth to more of their own kind.
We shall have to have a great variety of food then, Father, to feed all the animals, from the ants to the elephants.
And does Mother know? She'll hate to leave our home.
I haven't told her yet for that very reason. Japheth, you stay here and help me round up the animals. Shem and Ham, go and fetch your mother and your wives and, oh, tell them to bring all the food they can carry. We've only got 7 days before the storm begins.
All right, Father, but I don't think Mother will be very pleased. I really think Father's gone crazy, Shem.
But he's sure that he's obeying God. I think he must be right.
Well, if you ask me, he's suffering from hallucinations. He says he hears the voice of God, but how are we to know that he isn't dreaming? After all, he's very old, you know.
He may be old, but he's wise.
Well, I'm not sure I wouldn't rather stay at home than take a chance and move into that ark. And what'll my wife say? She's happy as she is. I don't see the point of giving it all up and moving into an ark to please an eccentric old man.
You can't call Father an eccentric old man. After all, the very fact that we are happy here is mainly due to him and Mother.
Oh, well, I suppose no harm's done. There probably won't be a flood and we can all go home again. But if you want my opinion, it's a lot of fuss about nothing.
And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. Two lions, and two horses, two lambs, two chickens, two doves, two ants, and two elephants.
Two dogs, two cats, two guinea pigs, two rats, two pelicans, a bull and a cow, two goats, two sheep, two dormice half asleep, two cockatoos, a pig and a sow, a cock and a hen, and two giraffes, and two hyenas, we like their laughs, two horses, two hares, two elephants, two bears, Mr. and Mrs. Kangaroo.
Two of every animal, two of every animal, of every living animal is two. Two of every animal, two of every animal, of every living animal, there's two.
I never heard anything so absurd, Noah. We've been happy for years. Our three sons are married. We've built ourselves a lovely home. Now you say we've got to leave everything and come and live in this ark with all these animals.
I agree with you, Mother. It really seems quite absurd.
Do you think I'm happy to leave our home? Do you think I've enjoyed building this great ark? Oh, of course not.
God has commanded me to do so, and I'll obey him.
But what has God told you, Noah? What's going to happen? And how can this ark save us?
It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. The earth will be flooded, and every living creature on the earth will be destroyed. But the ark will float, and we shall be saved. And with us, two of each of the animals. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. The same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark.
It looks as if you were right, Noah. Oh, I've never seen such a terrible storm.
Look, Shem, the river's burst its banks and the water's flooding over the countryside. I only hope the ark is seaworthy.
Thank goodness we got aboard in time. We're already in the middle of a torrent.
We're afloat.
Look, Ham, over there. I see some people swimming towards us.
Shem!
Quick, get a rope so we can haul them aboard.
It's no good, Shem. The current's too strong. They're being swept away. No living thing could survive this mighty flood.
If only we could help somehow.
Father, there are more people swimming towards us. Can't we take them aboard?
No, Japheth, no. The ark is full. It is the will of God. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
How much longer is this going to last, Father? I'm sick of being cooped up in this tiny ark.
We must be patient, Ham. God will decide.
That's what you always say, Father. I'm not sure I wouldn't rather have drowned with the others than starve in this ark.
Oh, shut up, Ham. You're never satisfied.
It's all right for you. You're the eldest. Father treats you better than me. It's always, Ham, wash the animals. Ham, feed the animals. Ham, be nice to the animals. Ham this, Ham that. For 2 pins, I'd chuck the whole lot overboard and make ourselves more comfortable.
Well, Father was right about the flood, and I believe he's right about the end of the flood. If only you'd relax, you'd make things easier for all of us.
Relax? How can anyone relax after 6 months drifting aimlessly in an ark?
That will do, Ham. You know your father hates this continual bickering. You're very quiet, Japheth. What are you thinking?
I just can't help thinking this is the end of the world. We've been drifting now for days, no sign of land. And even if we do find it, we shan't know where we are or what to do.
Well, I don't always agree with your father, but now we must trust him. If he hadn't carried out God's orders, we should all have been dead.
The wind's getting up. This might help to disperse the flood waters. Japheth, bring me one of the doves. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark.
Well, it looks as if you're wrong this time, Father. Still no land, only water.
I'm afraid food is getting short, Father. Some of the animals are very restless.
Oh, you and your animals, Japheth. What about us? I haven't had a decent meal for weeks. If I had my way, I'd kill one or two of the animals and make a meal of them.
Ham, how could you say such things?
Well, are we all going to starve, or shall some of us at least try and survive? If I had my way, I should...
Ham, be patient. A little patience and a little faith, and you'd be much happier. God said that he'll save us, and he won't let us down.
You always know all the answers, Father, and Mother always backs you up. Shem doesn't dare contradict you. Japheth only cares about the animals. I can't stand it much longer.
And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came unto him in the evening.
Here it comes, back again. What is the use?
But look! Look! There's something in its beak!
You're right, Shem, it has. Quick, fetch Father, quick!
Noah, come quickly, the dove's back! And there's something in its beak.
Looks like a twig to me.
It's an olive leaf. We must be near land. God has delivered us. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and look, and behold, the face of the ground was dry.
We're aground.
Wonderful. Let's get out quick.
No, wait, Ham. We must get the animals ashore first.
Bother the animals. I'm off.
Come back, Ham.
Let him be. He's headstrong and foolish, but he'll learn. Come on, Shem, Japheth. Give me a hand. We'll get the animals ashore.
Two zebras, two snails, two squirrels with their tails, two rabbits with their close relations,
two of every animal, two of every animal, of every living animal, there's two. Two of every animal, two of every animal, of every living animal, there's two.
At last, a break in the clouds. Ah, and here's the sun.
Look over there. A semicircle of colour. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a rainbow.
A rainbow?
What does it mean? I've never seen one before.
It's a sign of God's promise to us.
What promise?
That he will never destroy the earth again. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not